When someone mentions police dogs, it often brings to mind big, scary canines. But some police dogs provide comfort. KUER's Ciara Hewlett met some.
The Orem Police Station is just south of Salt Lake City, Utah. It's a small department with a playful new addition. This is Hoku. She's 3 months old.
Sit. Yes, good girl.
Hoku is a fox red lab with adorable chocolate brown eyes and very curious.
Hey, don't eat the mic.
Isa Stevens is a victim advocate with the department and Hoku's handler. She's looking forward to how Hoku will help in Orem once she's trained.
We've been to a lot of suicides, and a lot of times there's young kids involved. And I think bringing a calm, even-tempered dog could help them relax a little bit more.
Studies show that a dog's presence really does calm and comfort people after a traumatic event. And that helps them to focus and communicate more openly. The Salt Lake City Police Department has seen this time and time again. Rita is their highly trained and extremely calm black lab.
Speak!
And the person giving commands is her handler, Carrie Bobo. She's a victim advocate and has worked with Rita for 4 years.
There was a victim who walked into the public safety building here who was Spanish-speaking only. She had a lot of black and blue bruises all over her. So I came down. I do not speak Spanish, but I brought Rita down with her. And she just cried and held Rita while we waited for somebody to come and interpret. And Rita just sat there very calmly. And then when we went to the protective order hearing, Rita jumped right on the bench next to her and just sat there the whole time while she sobbed. And her paw sat on her leg the entire time.
Rita helps in court if a victim is nervous about giving testimony or being in the same room as the offender. She also goes out on police calls. Washington nonprofit Courthouse Dogs Foundation helps agencies and legal systems nationwide get dogs like Rita. They're called facility dogs. The number they've tracked has grown from 4 in 2008 to more than 300 this year. Lieutenant Michael Browett is with Reno, Nevada's police department. He's the handler for Winter, a golden lab mix that they've had for a year and a half. Officers frequently bend down to pet her.
When they stand up, they just let out this big sigh, you know, just a nice deep breath.
Browett says officers see hundreds, if not thousands, of stressful events over the course of their careers.
Winter is able to support you as you work through those emotions in such a non-judgmental way.
He's also noticed a difference in how he interacts with the community when Winter is with him. Sometimes people can be intimidated by officers, but Winter is very approachable.
I don't even know that they see a police officer holding the leash, to be honest.
And victims, Browett says, sometimes need physical comfort.
And of course, it would be really awkward, certainly for a uniformed law enforcement officer, even a victim advocate, to just give a big hug. But Winter is able to bridge that gap.
That can make both the victim and the officer more comfortable.
You're so cute.
Hoku, the puppy in training in Orem, Utah, is already making a difference with station employees, handler Isa Stevens says.
People are extra friendly with Hoku being around. I think it brings a lot of unity and heightens the morale in the police department.
You're spoiled. You have the best job in the world.
For NPR News, I'm Ciara Hewlett in Salt Lake City.